Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Joyce Haldeman is here. She's the Associate Superintendent of the Clark County School District. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Liz McMenamin, Stacy Woodbury, and Sean Carey. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining creates more than 50,000 jobs. Mining contributes more than $300 million in annual tax revenue, with more than 61% going to the state to fund our schools and senior programs. And mining invests right here, where you live, work, and go to school, paying more taxes per employee than any other industry in the state. In good times and hard times, mining is working for Nevada families, working for you. Visit our website and learn more.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Joyce Haldeman. She is the Associate Superintendent for the Clark County School District. Pleasure to have you back on the program, man.
Thank you.
Trevon Milliard writing in the Las Vegas Review Journal. The headline is Clark County School District Superintendent Dwight Jones announces resignation. And the lead in the story is with more of his reforms in shambles than in action, Superintendent Dwight Jones will leave the Clark County School District halfway through his four-year contract. The public reason has been the illness of his mother and that he needed to spend at least 3 months with her. As you well know, people have questioned that he could have taken a leave of absence instead of leaving. The district must be in shock, I'm presuming.
Well, first of all, we're very saddened to see him go. He's been a great superintendent, and he has done a lot of wonderful things in Clark County, so let me put that on the table first. I take exception with that paragraph about reforms and shambles. I think he's the only person who believes that. There are a lot of good reforms in place in Clark County that are effective and going forward and that came to Clark County because of the leadership of Superintendent Jones. And so that's his opinion. Too bad that he put it in a story that was supposed to be factual. The truth is, Superintendent Jones is leaving to take care of his mother. There is no backstory. There is no other reason. He's a very dedicated family member. His mother has some serious illness issues. He and his family had a family meeting to discuss long-term care for her, and he made the decision in conjunction with his mother that he would step down and take care of his mom.
Well, I'm not going to press you on this anymore. Obviously, you have a position to maintain. Would you like to talk about some of the reforms that you think have been the most effective in the last 2 years?
Well, I think that the transparency that he has brought to the school district and the fact that we are making sure people are aware of where money is being spent and how we are doing things. The reforms related to teacher evaluations and to make sure that the evaluations are aligned with student achievement are certainly important, and that's part of the Teacher and Leaders Council work that's being done also. And those are reforms that were enacted, some of them during the last legislative session. Also, I think the use of the school performance framework, whereby we use growth as part of a measurement to determine effectiveness of teachers and to measure whether or not students are doing well in school, is the significant reform that we can't lose sight of. So there are those things that will continue to go forward.
Does it irritate you when you read stories in the statewide press that Washoe County is upset with Clark County because the graduation numbers, et cetera, and testing scores in Clark County drag down the state's overall numbers and make Washoe look bad as well?
I don't say irritate. It's one of those, it is what it is. And then, you know, they're accurate that the numbers in Clark County are not as good as they are in other parts of the state. I always wish the other side of the story would be told, and that
here's your opportunity.
Great. And that is that Clark County has some challenging circumstances that they have to deal with, and not as much funding as other counties do. And so when you put all those things in the hopper, there's a reason for it. There's also a solution for those things. And if Nevada were bold enough and ready to take the next step, we could, in fact, change the graduation rate and all the other indicators in Clark County as well.
And that bold step would be?
Let's do some funding. These things take money. That's all there is to it. In Clark County, our average class size in secondary schools is 38 students. In elementary schools, 34. There's no other county in this state that has, I bet there's no other county in this nation that has class sizes like that. And if you want to make a difference in student achievement, class size matters. But because of the budget cuts that we've experienced, Clark County School District has experienced $500 million of budget cuts over the last 5 years. Those are significant amounts that we have taken from programs and from students. And seriously, they make a big difference, particularly when, at the same time, our population and the students who come with certain challenges is increasing. More children who don't speak English, more children who live in poverty, more children in special ed. Those are some indicators that certainly need money to take care of.
The Washoe County School District is trying, or the school board is going to be looking to be able to raise revenue themselves. But Clark County did not want to join in trying to get this new revenue stream. Why?
I think you're talking about AB 46 and that revenue stream is for school construction. One of the things I think Washoe County has done extremely well, and you know, I get the sense you're trying to pit us against Washoe County or other parts of the state.
Actually, not at all.
We have a great partnership and work really well with the other counties.
This program is about our state and,
right.
and things
right.
being better for our state. So no, it's not pitting anybody against anything.
So AB 46 is a solution, a local solution for a local problem, and I think they've done a magnificent job of bringing people together, and I think Clark County inserting itself into that discussion would not be good, and I think that we have a separate set of issues, and so we're happy to walk away from that. And for my trustees, that solution does not work. So we're going to have to look for something else.
You also have older schools that could use the help.
Oh, yeah. We're very concerned about school construction. There's no doubt about it. School construction is a local responsibility. Counties need to be responsible for their facilities. I think across the state, though, one of the things that every county shares is that it's a very difficult sell to their communities about how you take care of that responsibility, and especially at the same time we're shackled with all kinds of rules and regulations about what you can say and what you can't say and the dollars that can be spent and cannot be spent, and so you have a responsibility and yet not really the authority to carry out that responsibility. It's a difficult question. I think we're going to see it continue to plague every county in the state.
All right, let's take a break. More with Joyce Haldeman when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Attention antidepressant users. The FDA has associated the use of certain antidepressants with birth defects.
If you took Celexa, Lexapro, Paxil, Effexor, Zoloft, Prozac or Prestique and had a child born with a serious birth defect, call the Rely On Group now.
Do not delay. There are time deadlines to file a claim.
There is absolutely no risk on your part. You don't owe us a penny unless we are successful.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Joyce Haldeman. She is the Associate Superintendent of the Clark County School District. The teachers' tax, what do you think about that and as a way to fund education in the state?
We don't take a position on any particular revenue that is being brought forth for discussion. We like to use what we call the crying baby analogy. That is that we are the crying baby in the back of the room, and we get louder and louder as our needs get greater. And give us a formula. Feed us with any formula you want. We don't care what it is. Just find a formula and feed us. So we really don't weigh in on those revenue sources. We think that's the job of the state legislature. We are happy to partner with them in any way, but what we weigh in on is our needs.
Okay, and what would you say the funding needs are in terms of actual dollars per annum? For Clark County to be able to move forward in the manner that you would like them to be able to move forward? And I mean a realistic number.
Well, see, that's a really difficult question because there's need.
That's what we're here for.
There's need and then there's need. And so it depends on how much you want to define it. And I'm not going to give you any dollar amounts. And so if you're hoping I'm going to say some number that scares everybody, it's not going to happen. But for Clark County, first of all, if we can take a look at class size and get it under manageable shape, class sizes of 38 certainly don't lead to an improved graduation rate. Classes of 34 in elementary school certainly don't lead to students being able to be on grade level when they need to be. Those are some difficult situations that we have, so that's very important to us all, to everybody in Clark County, to everybody in the state, I think. But then we also talk about some of those specialized needs, the fact that we do have a lot of English language learners, and there are great programs out there, things that you can do to intervene and help those children. But again, they require some dollars, and so that's another set of needs that we have. The number of kids that we have living in poverty is astounding, and it's growing.
It truly is.
It's growing every day, and it's one of the things that we can overcome children, the disadvantages that children who live in poverty have. But again, a lot of that is connected to making sure that we have extra people and extra time for those students to be on task. We're extremely supportive of all the initiatives that are out there about making sure children read at grade level by grade three. But in order to do that, it means that you have to have early identification of the issues and intervention so that those students can then have what they need to get there by grade three. A lot of that is tied to full-day kindergarten and to pre-K programs, which our state is very, very negligent at taking care of. We have some full-day kindergarten programs provided by the state, some full-day kindergartens that are provided because parents actually pay the tuition for it themselves, but a good third of all the kids in Clark County don't have access to full-day kindergarten, and they are the ones who need it the most, who come to school at least disadvantaged. I know that everyone in the state likes to compare us to other states. You know, let's look at Florida, let's look at Texas. Those states have robust full-day kindergarten programs, and in the case of Florida, universal pre-K that children come to. No wonder they do better than we do by third grade, because they've had a full 2 years of instruction that our students have not had.
Are you continuing to see growth in the English as a second language programs?
Actually, our growth has stabilized a little bit in that, and I don't know if that has to do with the economy in Southern Nevada or if that has to do with the fact that we actually have an effective program so that we exit students out of the ELL program. English language learner is not intended intended to be a label that lasts for a long lifetime. You are a learner. Once you have learned, you are no longer in that category. And so we do have a number of those students who have actually exited out of the program. So our numbers are more stable than we thought they might be.
What about autism and how that's affecting the district? Because that's obviously becoming a bigger and bigger problem every year.
Yeah, I don't have the exact numbers with me, but it's explosive. We have more students with autism diagnosed now than we ever had before, and that is an explosive number. And again, these are students that can be very successful. There's interventions that are required, and again, it comes almost always it comes down to more time and more people so that you can have students in small group settings and sometimes individual one-on-one settings so that they can achieve. And the other part of it is more time so that either after school, before school, or time away from the classes are provided for these children, and then they can be successful.
Well, one of the things that I know parents are concerned about of autistic children is segregation rather than integration in the classroom. How does the district feel about that?
We have a lot of programs so that those children are provided, we call it inclusion. They are included in the regular classroom. Oftentimes that requires the use of an aide to be in that classroom with the child so that there are no problems. But inclusion is part of the norm that we have in Clark County Schools.
So as you look at this legislative session, what's your hope coming out of this? Because you have a whole different set of players for the most part. I mean, your ability to communicate with them, you're starting from ground zero in a lot of cases, or just one session in a lot of cases. How do you feel that you're communicating at this point with the legislature?
One of the things that we've really appreciated about the session so far is that there has been a tremendous focus on education. In the education committees, we have had a number of presentations focused on some of the very specific needs that we've tried to educate people about, and we've been given plenty of time and the opportunity to do that. I think the legislators are really hunkered down. They really are intent on looking at the problems associated with education, and I'm very hopeful that we're going to see some political will that we will actually resolve some of those problems by putting money to the solutions.
And that's where we have to leave it. Joyce Haldeman, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Attention homeowners. In 2012, Nevada suffered the worst hardships in the nation. 2013 is the time to take action. New laws have been passed to help homeowners with a fresh start.
Hi, I'm Marshall at Marshall Realty, and right now there's more options for homeowners than I've ever seen in the past. So if you've tried everything else, don't give up. I promise you, with our resources and proven track record, you will find results. Call Marshall Realty today at 525-1205, and we'll help you get on the road to recovery.
I'm Monica Jay, here at Christensen Automotive, your locally owned and operated diesel, auto, truck, and RV repair shop. This is where you need to go when you need your vehicle fixed right. Christensen Automotive. ASC certified diesel technicians can provide all of your certified diesel repairs and services. Visit ChristensenAutomotive.com for money-saving coupons. Christensen Automotive in Gardnerville, Carson City, and now in Reno. Travel safe with Christensen Automotive.
Northern Nevada's friendly spring RV sale is going on now in the parking lot of the Reno Sparks Convention Center, corner of Kitski and Peckham. Michael Hole is one of Northern Nevada's largest RV dealers and is offering thousands in discounts on new and used Class A and Class C motorhomes, travel and towable trailers, fifth wheels and toy haulers. Top brands include Fleetwood, Winnebago, Rockwood, Sandstorm. On-site financing, trade-ins welcome, paid for or not. It only happens once a year. The friendly spring RV sale going on now through March 24th, corner of Kitski and Peckham at the Reno Sparks Convention Center.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPundit panel. As always, Stacey Woodbury is the president of Appearances LLC. Sean Carey is vice president of Nevada Matters Media. And Liz McMenamin is the vice president of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. And Liz, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like you to say a few words about the passing of former Nevada Assemblyman John Marvel, who passed away at the age of 86.
Well, more than anything, I'd just like to say we've lost another great statesman. In the years that I was at the legislature with him, I got to see what a real statesman really is, and a good man. Made us laugh, was just had a great sense of humor, so he will be missed. And as I was stating earlier, the sad thing is I looked around that building yesterday and thought, how many of you even knew this man? And you missed an opportunity to have met somebody who had a great heart and understood the process.
And was willing to take a bullet for younger legislators in the great tax battle, where he went over to the side that agreed to raise taxes because he wanted to protect the younger Republicans who had careers in front of them.
And he did it. He stood up to it. Probably that's one of the things that set him apart, was that fact that he was willing to do that. So, yeah, he will be missed. Our hearts and prayers go out to the family as they say goodbye to him.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Liz.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk about what's been going on in the legislature. The number of bills that have been dropped in the last couple of sessions.
Number of bills. We were way behind track until Friday, and they dropped 90 Friday and 231, they said yesterday. I was up till midnight trying to wade through just even like the short titles and then see what was going on with them. So I guess if you want to say we're back on track with numbers wise, we are, but with only 3 or 4 weeks left, whatever it is, to introduce bills or to hear bills in committee and get them out of the House of Origin. I don't know how many of those 231, well, let's say 300 bills, if you include the ones Friday, are actually even going to get a hearing.
And to that point, what is the point?
Yearly sessions? I mean, do we really need to be? Is it really possible to hear this many pieces of legislation in such a compressed time frame?
And I would argue we really don't need all the legislation that we're hearing that's been introduced. And no, I am definitely not for yearly session. Okay, that's the policy that the legislature gets to make. But no, I don't think yearly sessions is the answer to it.
And that theme's been coming up. I've heard a number of legislators mention it on bills that have nothing to do with that topic. But I think if you look at the bills that were introduced, and a lot of the topics are in bills that have been there over the last 6-7 weeks that the legislature's been in session. So instead of draining resources, I always look at it as, how much is this costing people? Why aren't we taking those ideas and proposing them as amendments when they're germane, rather than dumping 300 bills in the system? When I worked with the state, We used to use the figure that it cost us $25 to cut a check. So anything that we had to pay less than $25, we were losing money to even process a check to make the payment. How much does it cost to introduce a bill?
$300. I don't know. There's been figures, but it's going to be a lot more than that. Yeah, it's very expensive. And do we need them?
And what does this do to the LCB? To try and process this many bills, or even get them written in language that's appropriate to the people who are sponsoring them.
Well, last night when I was looking online to get to the bills, they couldn't. The computer system can't even keep up with them. They were all still in the bill draft format. I don't know. This morning I didn't check if they've even been able to get them printed and online in that looks like a bill. Everything up last night was a bill draft.
LCB is a special bunch of people, and they work hard, and I give them a lot of credit for what they're able to do. But I think we put a lot of stress on them for trying to get this kind of number of bills out.
Okay, Sean, I have to talk to you about Assembly Bill 402, introduced by Joe Hogan, which would move Nevada in line with Washington, Colorado, and legalize marijuana. What do you think the chances of this moving forward are? Has Nevada woken up enough? Because there's a lot of stuff going on around marijuana on the medical marijuana side, and cleaning up the mess that's been there ever since that law was originally passed.
It's not a surprise. I mean, considering the way the country's going, like you said, with Colorado, for example, just recently doing it. I mean, we've tried this here in Nevada before, and it hasn't been successful. This time, I think it might have a better chance. For one thing, it could address the problem that we've seen before with the people growing it medically in California and then coming here and selling it, which is not the best way to do it. But I think it's going to keep They're going to keep introducing it until it finally passes.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Apparently, in the legislature in Colorado, I heard that somebody had to go into the house and say, even though it's legal in the state, you can't smoke it here in the building.
Nice.
So maybe we should make that the first rule. But you know, it seems to me that it's the regulation. It's the regulation that needs to be looked at as well, so that you don't just pass something like this. But, right. You know, we've seen situations where people have been convicted of this tiny amount of marijuana in the system that was probably there from something that somebody had smoked a day or two before, and yet they could be convicted. We need to have something that's similar to the DUI laws, where there's a real standard.
Precisely. That's been my problem with it, is until you can measure sobriety in real time, with marijuana, how can we have somebody that's smoking it on the road? And because how can we deal with them if there's a crime or an accident?
And there's actually one of the bills that was introduced yesterday proposes that if you're on medical marijuana, you can have those metabolites in your system, but you can't be impaired when you're driving. And
right.
I don't know how you get
that?
There.
And it's so subjective that they really can't do that at this point.
Well, the way you get there is through science.
Yeah.
So not arbitrary numbers that don't make any sense and put people in prison that don't deserve to be there. That's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much indeed. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Make your home look new again. At Sparks Tile and Stone, we have a huge selection of porcelain and ceramic tile, natural stone, and we specialize in granite countertops. Right now at Sparks Tile and Stone, we have granite countertops starting at $175. We'll find the best fit for your budget. We do free estimates and in-store design. We'll have your home looking new again. Visit our large showroom on Rock Boulevard today or call 358-7734.
Sparks Tile and Stone, for all your tile, granite, and natural stone needs.
Some law firms think using funny gimmicks and slogans is the best way to get your attention. But there's nothing funny about being seriously injured in an accident. You need a serious, experienced, and aggressive law firm.
We're Galloway & Jensen, a respected law firm with the skills and dedication to get you the compensation you deserve.
Lawyers who will fight for you.
For your free consultation, call Galloway & Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, Dad.
Oh, good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay?
Yeah. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself or more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0714 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
Get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, newly minted Washoe County Commissioner Marsha Birkbigler will be here. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.